American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The Department of Homeland Security has recovered a whopping amount of money allocated to housing illegal aliens in New York City. Here's Fox's Bill Malusian.
DHS says it has fully clawed back a $59 million payment that FEMA made to New York City to fund migrant hotels. That's a decision that ended up getting several FEMA staffers fired. A DHS spokesperson tells Fox News, quote, Secretary Noem has clawed back the full payment that FEMA deep state activists unilaterally gave to New York City migrant hotels. FEMA was funding the Roosevelt Hotel that serves as a trendy Aragua base of operations and was used to house Lake and Riley's killer.
President Trump was asked today at a press conference about what he is calling fraud in government spending as the left continues to complain that Doge leader Elon Musk is unelected.
Billions and billions of dollars being thrown away illegally. And there's no chance, I mean, I say it in front of our attorney general, there's no chance that there's not kickbacks or something going on. When you give millions and millions of dollars to somebody that stands to look at something for 15 minutes and walks away with millions.
Trump says he looked at 200 expenditures and found only three that were reasonable. U.S. Republican Representative Andrew Clyde of Georgia wrote on X today that he's drafting articles of impeachment for U.S. District Judge John McConnell. Clyde also said, quote, he's a partisan activist weaponizing our judicial system to stop President Trump's funding freeze on woke and wasteful government spending. We must end this abusive overreach. Stay tuned. Pam Bondi held her first press conference today and was asked about a possible leaker regarding ICE operations on illegal aliens.
First, I can't talk about anything that is ongoing, and that is ongoing. And it's really for the similar reasons of what I said earlier. The great men and women in law enforcement standing behind me today, they deserve, they must be protected. And anytime anyone leaks or tips off anything regarding a pending investigation, that jeopardizes lives. You're telling a bad guy what's about to happen. It could jeopardize the lives of all the men and women in law enforcement. We will not stand for it.
Border Czar Tom Homan says he is closing in on the individual believed to be responsible for leaking details of the major ICE operation in and around Aurora, Colorado. Heavy snow and freezing rain from Kentucky to the nation's capital caused hundreds of crashes and left tens of thousands of residents in the dark as the wintry mix turned over to rain amid rising temperatures. Nearly 4,000 flights were canceled or delayed across the U.S. today. An Indiana school district is in the spotlight after it approved a book with explicit sexual material and denied a requirement for parents to be notified. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff with the details.
The Bartholomew Consolidated School Corporation in Columbus, Indiana, voted to approve of a book called Push. Conservative lawmakers in Indiana now want to pass a bill keeping sexually explicit material out of school classrooms, according to the Daily Caller, after the board ignored outcry from parents and approved the book. Micah Clark is executive director with American Family Association of Indiana. He explained Bartholomew County is near Columbus, Indiana.
The video of the school board hearing has gone viral of a school board member who read portions of the book, which were just pure filth, and then the school approved it. 5-2.
He said people were very upset about reading something that he said you could not put in a newspaper or repeat on air because it's so filthy. He said it involves physical activity between two adults and a baby.
Of course, the school wants to say this is somehow helpful for kids to learn about sexual abuse, and I find that outrageous. But we run across this a lot in schools across the nation and certainly here in Indiana, where schools are picking what I would call filth. And then when we complain about it, they call us book burners or book banners, and they talk about legislation that would get rid of classic literature. I wish schools were teaching classic literature. I wish kids were reading Treasure Island or To Kill a Mockingbird or other things. But they use that as a shield to let this filth in, this pornographic type stuff describing in great detail.
Clark encouraged people in Bartholomew County and everywhere to talk to school board members to find out what the kids are being told to read and look at in these books.
That's all our time for now. Find more news at afn.net.